two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
State lawmakers will be back at the Capitol this week, summoned by Governor Cox for a special session of the legislature. They'll decide what to do with all that COVID relief money, but they won't talk about a pair of very controversial subjects. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
There are 22 items up for discussion during the special session on Wednesday, and they include things like correcting technical errors, changing dates, and things like that. Others are a little bit more serious, though, like a resolution celebrating Asian and Pacific Islander heritage and condemning anti-Asian hate. But Governor Spencer Cox sent a letter to lawmakers saying the topics of critical race theory and Second Amendment sanctuary will not be considered.
The governor's letter says hot-button issues should be discussed in the right way at the right time, not in a special session. The Sutherland Institute issued a public statement about the special session, saying the conservative think tank shares concerns over critical race theory and recognizes the lasting impact of lessons taught. Governor Cox is considering how to lure reluctant Utahns to get the COVID vaccines. New Jersey is doing a shot and a beer, free liquor. Ohio is giving away a $1 million prize, so how about here? Utah House Democratic leader Brian King says,
I sort of think, oh, come on, let's not degrade the science associated with this. Let's not use gimmicks. But on the other hand, I think you can make a pretty good argument to say, well, hey, it doesn't matter how you induce people to end up getting vaccinated. What's important is that they do get vaccinated.
King tells David Dujanovic that he doubts the legislature would go for cash prizes. Now a Disney update. No more masks at Disney World if you're outdoors. For the first time in a long time, families can sashay down the middle of Main Street with their faces exposed. The masks are still required indoors at Disney World, but outside, when you're sweating in the humid summertime Florida sunshine, you don't have to melt inside a mask. KSL News Time 502, could Roe v. Wade be overturned this year? Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson says the Mississippi law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and she says it could lead to a crackdown on reproductive rights around the country.
All of these legislations, and including this Mississippi ban, have been directly designed to go to the Supreme Court to gut Roe.
The Supreme Court today agreeing to hear the ban. She is concerned that the new conservative majority on the court could vote to overturn the landmark abortion ruling. Former Florida official Joel Greenberg today pleaded guilty to six charges, including sex trafficking of a minor. Greenberg was an associate of Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, and his attorney, Fritz Scheller, says he agreed to cooperate with prosecutors.
Does my client have information that could hurt an elected official? I guess this is just, you know, must-see television. You'll just have to wait and see.
Congressman Gaetz denies any wrongdoing. President Biden says COVID-19 cases are trending down in the U.S.
Today, for the first time since the pandemic began, cases, pandemic cases, are down in all 50 states. First time.
President says tomorrow, 60% of American adults will have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And New York is easing its masking mandates. Governor Andrew Cuomo says as of Wednesday, vaccinated people won't need to wear a mask in most settings. He also says there will be two separate sections in the arenas of upcoming basketball games.
There will be a vaccinated section and an unvaccinated section.
It will be up to individual venues on how they will enforce masking and vaccination guidelines. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Israeli warplanes continue to pound Hamas tunnels as the most serious conflict in years in the Middle East enters week two. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration's working to end the violence.
Our focus, our goal, every single action we take, every statement we make is with the objective of reducing the violence and bringing an end to the conflict on the ground.
The administration says it won't pressure the two sides for a ceasefire. The Israeli military says it struck more targets in Gaza over the past week than it did in all of 2020. A coast-to-coast JetBlue flight didn't quite make it yesterday. The good news is that the problem had nothing to do with masks. The bad news, well, here's ABC's Alex Stone.
JetBlue Flight 915 was heading from New York to San Francisco when a first-class passenger allegedly started threatening the flight crew and other passengers, making a stabbing gesture and touching the woman sitting next to him. Flight attendants making this announcement.
Make more threats to other passengers and flight attendants.
They claim he was seen snorting a white substance on board, repeatedly using the bathroom. In that bathroom, they say they found a baggie of white powder. The plane diverted to Minneapolis, where the passenger was met by police, and the plane continued on. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Well, a sure sign that summer's coming. Part of Guardsman's Pass is now open above Park City. Crews have opened a section of Guardsman Pass from Park City to Pine Canyon Junction. They're still working to clear the section from the junction to Big Cottonwood Canyon. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We have trouble. Here's Ricky Meese.
And it's a doozy. Emergency traffic on northbound I-15 stretching from 33rd South all the way up to 6 North, where we have a crash in the cleanup stages. But at least now it's moved over to the shoulder. All lanes of traffic are open. We're also seeing unusual delays northbound I-215 as you're approaching 700 North. That's causing delays back past the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report. Report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.